Hello everyone, welcome back to my podcast. Welcome back to my magic shop, our magic shop. How have you been? Welcome back. If you're new here, I'm Barbara. The presenter, let's say presenter, or I don't know, hoster of this podcast. And any worries would you like to share? Here's the place to do that. First of all, I really hope that you have an awesome week. I hope that you achieve your goals. I'm under the impression that time is going too fast. Days are going too fast. Months are going too fast. We are like already in June, so it's almost half a year. Yeah, so almost half a year is already gone. And once in a while, I get some problems with, you know, work, concentration, productivity, and things like this. Once in a while, I just feel that I'm stuck. What really works on a daily basis is, so I'm the kind of person that I can get concentrated 1.5 hours, maybe 2 hours, and then I have to take a break. I have to do the moment that I have to do any other thing, any other activity. I have to watch some TV, answer friends on my phone, text friends. So I've just applied the Pomodoro technique. I don't know if you have heard about this before. It's like exactly what I said. So you get a periods of time that you get concentration, that you work and, you know, study, something like this. And then you have a pause, a break. After that, you just come back and have another period of time studying. So it's like, for example, imagine that you study for 30 minutes and you have a break, maybe 10 minutes or 15 minutes, and you have another 30 minutes to study and work again. I have to say that it really works for me. Not every day, but it's a really good technique. Because there are days that I'm not the most organized person in the world, and I just get up and I just think like, okay, what am I supposed to do today? And I really can't get concentration. There's another way that I'm used to studying and working. It's related to make it up to myself. How come? So imagine that you've just made the decision that you're gonna study on the weekends, for example, Saturday or Sunday. You have to study these days. People in general really like to relax and feel at ease on the weekends, and that's fine, it's possible, but I only have some fun or take some time to myself when I finish a task I've just decided to do. For example, I don't know, it maybe can be related to studies or cleaning the house, or, you know, work a little bit for a while, and I just feel like, okay, fine, I'm going to make it up to myself. When I actually achieve this goal, I just feel great. I just feel that I did what I planned. So it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling of satisfaction. It's a good feeling of, okay, it's done. Now it's my time to relax. It's my time to do whatever I want to. It helps me to find a balance between things I have to do, my to-do list, and some time to myself, you know, taking some time to myself, take care of myself, and not only work and study, but find a balance between what I have to do and what I like to do. Something that makes you feel happy. Yeah, so this is the feeling, like, I deserve this. I did what I had planned before. So this is a nice feeling. So, you know, it's like you deserve. I deserve that because I did. So I completed what I was supposed to do. I really hope that you can apply this techniques and personal techniques actually. But I really feel that maybe it can help people around the world. I can help people to achieve their goals. If you really want something, if you really desire something that it really needs a lot of effort or time, dedication, devotion, just don't let people, you know, bring you down. Stay focused, be about it, and just don't let any distractions mess you from your goals. Okay, happy Monday, have a great week, and we can talk next Monday again, okay? I'll be here, so thanks for being here one more time. Bye.